Brighton Business Show on Radio Reverb.
Welcome to the Brighton Business Show with Vivian Smith on 97.2 FM.
The Brighton Business Show on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
On today's show, we'll be discussing finding your voice and being more authentic. Two businesses pitch in the Business Show Elevator, and we'll hear about how an accountant works with a charity, and also from a lady who supports mothers and parents going back into the workplace after children. Today's guests are Lisa Moore from Fit for More and Sally Garozzo, is that how you pronounce
it? Yeah, that's how you say it.
From Inspiring Talks. First of all, Lisa, tell us a bit about Fit for More.
Well, Fit for More is a health and wellbeing company, and we're based in Haymarket. It comprises a fitness studio where I train mainly women who are in their 40s plus, mm-hmm. And have a combination of different types of classes and training options, from personal training to group training.
Okay.
And then outside of the studio, we offer one-to-one and group coaching. So this is where I'm able to get a bit deeper with my clients and help them find out what's really keeping them stuck. Because quite often the issues that they have relate to something that's actually in your mindset,
as opposed to,
you know, just being overweight. So I tackle four main areas. We look at mindset, movement, exercise, and meals, or me. And it's all about them.
Okay. And Sally, what are Inspiring Talks?
So, Inspiring Talks is basically a night in Brighton.
Okay. Always a good thing.
Yeah, so a night in Brighton. And we have five speakers. We have one headliner who's maybe got a course or a workshop or a book that they want to promote. And then we have four other speakers who speak for 10 minutes on varying issues around their own sort of personal story, their own personal journey to how they've come to be doing the therapy or music or whatever it is that they're doing on the business. We then have two people up from the audience, and we call them Risky Biscuits.
I love it.
Because they're sort of, you know, off the cuff, on the fly. They don't know they're going to be talking until I badger them at the front door. Do you want to speak? And people are really good. They just put their name down.
Yeah.
And
I guess if you go along to something like that, there's probably something in the back of your mind thinking, I might be asked to volunteer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially if you sit at the front, right? I guess, do they fill up from the back?
Yeah, basically. So it's great.
Perfect.
It's kind of like the hero's journey.
Okay, I've heard
breakdown, of that. Breakthrough, how you came to be in the world that you're in. So it's good to inspire people.
Absolutely, I agree with that. So Lisa, I mean, part of this is about helping clients to be more authentic. So how do you help your clients to be more authentic? Can you give us an example?
Yeah, I can give you an example. And it's interesting because I was a Risky Biscuit at Inspiring Talks, and I've done a talk at Inspiring Talks where I was myself and therefore authentic.
Sure.
But pretty much the reason that people seek me out is generally because they want to get fit or they want to lose weight. But I know from many years of experience that these two things are not really the real issue. They're the symptoms. And so through the coaching process, I help people to uncover their real self. So their real person, their authentic person, and give them a space to truly open up and be honest. Mm-hmm. And often it's actually about the person being honest and authentic with themselves. That's the bit that gets
really
the biggest breakthrough.
Telling the truth to themselves.
It's all very well being authentic to other people, but if you're not honest and authentic to yourself, then it's a lot harder to get the changes that you're
not going to achieve any progress.
No, exactly.
Presumably. Yeah, I see.
Yeah, we hide behind what we should be and not who we actually want to be.
No, that makes sense. Okay. So, Sally, what's your background? Why have you ended up doing what you do?
Well, I'm actually a singing teacher.
Right.
So I've been a singing teacher for 18 years, and I retrained to become a rapid transformational therapist, which is like a hypnotherapist on steroids, basically, just over a year ago. And obviously being self-employed, it's really important to get clients.
Sure.
And so me and a friend were chatting one day, and we were like, oh, we really need to get off social media. It's doing our head in.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew about the power of public speaking because I'd done a workshop in London with Speakers Express.
Okay.
And so I was all kind of fired up. And I'd also been to a night in London called the Inspired Stage. And I was like, you know what? we really need to set something up in Brighton, because there was nowhere that I knew of where you could regularly go and watch people, like mini TED Talks, you know.
And I'm totally, you learn so much, don't you, when you're listening to other people.
You do. I'm totally addicted to TED Talks. So we just, I co-founded it with her, and then she stepped down a little while ago, so I run it myself now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Lisa, I know you're a regular, aren't you? I mean, you referred to this earlier on at Inspiring Talks. What do you enjoy about going? Because for most people, fear of public speaking is like similar to fear of dying or fear of that. But is that not right?
Yeah, it is. But having been on both sides of the stage, you know, on the stage presenting and talking and being off the stage, I think when you're listening to people, you learn so much, mm-hmm. and you realise that, you know, you're not the only one that's struggling, and other people struggle too. So it inspires you hearing other people talk about, you know, the tribulations and the traumas and things that they've been through.
Sure.
And then from being on stage, I think it was definitely, it's definitely therapeutic for me to share my story and to be open and honest about who I was and the problems that I'd had in my life and share that. And it was so lovely afterwards to have people from the audience come up and say, oh, I completely resonated with that.
So that made it all worthwhile.
It makes it all worthwhile. And there's just a fantastic atmosphere. Everyone that I've been to, the atmosphere of, you know, compassion and love and respect for everybody. There's no judgment at Inspiring Talks, which is really wonderful. And people share some very personal things.
And I guess you'd be, you know, the first to agree that, you know, the audience generally want you to do well when you're speaking, when you're up there on stage, don't they? So has that helped to kind of increase your confidence? Because you are now a very confident, a very competent public speaker, but I'm guessing that that's helped with, you know, building that confidence.
Absolutely. The audience play a big part in it. And the energy you can feel from the audience when you're speaking is amazing. And that keeps you going.
Yes.
Definitely keeps you going.
Makes it all worthwhile.
It does, yeah.
And Sally, I'm guessing you often get those transformation stories from people once they've, you know, they've had the courage to stand up and speak their truth. Mm. Why is it so beneficial for people to find their voice? Is that it? Is it the standing up and telling all?
I think so. It's being witnessed, you know, when you're witnessed, it sort of, it validates your experience, what you've been through. It makes it seem very real. It's like, oh my God, I'm not alone in this. And it just makes you, it's that validation. The way that you have been feeling suddenly gets validated.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you know,
because as
I'm not
said,
crazy.
People are saying, oh, yeah, no, I had that too, or whatever. Yeah. So
absolutely.
It's the sort of sharing, and then you're becoming part of a community of other people who are
in the same boat.
Yes, absolutely.
And there's also this, I've been recently researching energy and the chakras. Mm-hmm. And the throat chakra is a big energy centre for discharging energy.
Sure.
So when you've got pent up emotions in your heart center or your solar plexus or your emotional center, it's a way of actually getting it out.
So it's healthy for you as well. It's beneficial
really
for your
healthy.
Health. Not just your emotional health, but your physical health as
physical,
well.
Physical, mental, emotional, everything.
Fantastic. I wish I could speak to you two all day. Lisa, how can people contact you? What's the best way to get in touch with
you? Probably the best way is through Facebook. Mm-hmm. So I'm on Facebook as Lisa Moore, but also I have my business page, Fit for More.
But it's M-O-O-R-E, isn't it?
M-O-O-R-E, yes, and it's Fit for F-O-R.
More, okay.
Fit
yes.
for More, as a bit of a play on my surname there.
Very good. I like it.
I also have a private group, just for women, I'm afraid, guys, called Midlife Mayhem Time to Thrive, which is a more of a private group for women that want a little bit more support. So you can request to join the group. You have to ask a number of questions and then you get accepted in.
And so that's a kind of mutual support forum sort of for women to share experiences.
And
stuff.
I do webinars and live posts in there, and it's talking about the different things that come up for, you know, what Sally was talking about with the throat chakra. You know, something that's interesting is thyroid obviously is in the throat, and I meet a lot of women in their 40s and 50s that have thyroid issues. Quite often that does relate to lack of self-confidence, lack of self-esteem, not having their voice, not being heard, not being authentic. So it's really interesting how health is not just about exercise and nutrition, but it encompasses lots of different areas as well.
And I think that's very wise to start to explore those connections, because we're all ready for a different way, aren't we, to get healthy, both mentally and physically. That's fantastic. So, Sally, when and where are Inspiring Talks held? And how can people find out more? Or is there a website?
No, we don't have a website. We're website free.
That's a rare thing on the business show to hear someone without a website.
Yeah, okay. We're just Facebook.
Okay,
so
fair
enough.
So
you can pop Inspiring Talks Brighton into Facebook. We've got a business page. We've also got a group. So in the Inspiring Talks Brighton Network, which is our group where you can interact a bit more. The talks are held on the third Thursday of every month, apart from April, August and December.
Okay.
And the talks are held at the Nightingale Room, which is above the Grand Central pub next to the station.
Brilliant. And I understand you're both working on a project together. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, we are doing an urban retreat early next year, end of January, end of beginning of February for knackered women. I think we're actually going to call
Surely there's a more glamorous phrase than knackered women.
Urban retreat for tired women, I think. We're still working on it.
Yeah.
All right.
But that will be, it will be placed up as an event on Facebook. You'll be able to find it through the Fit for More page. And it'll be a fabulous day to look after you.
Yes.
Sounds good. So before you go, Lisa, I asked you to choose a tune that inspires you in your work. And you chose We Are Family by Sister Sledge. What is it about that track?
I did. That track, I have four very special ladies who I have trained for a long time, over 25 years, from a personal training point of view. And it's our anthem.
I love it.
I use it in a lot of my classes, and every time I hear it, it inspires me. And it just it's bringing all those people together to build a community.
Okay, that's great. So thank you very much to Lisa Moore and Sally Grotzo. And here's Lisa's song. Today's show is sponsored by Lisa Moore from Fit for More. If you'd like to sponsor a show or tell me about an event you're involved in, or maybe even come on the show as a guest, contact me via the Radio Reverb website or find the Brighton Business Show on Twitter or Facebook. So now it's time for Going Up. And I've got two lovely people on the show to tell us a little bit more about what they do, the business they represent, and we'll hear a lot more from them. But what you need to know about this is that it's a little bit like an elevator pitch.
Ground floor perfumery, stationery and leather goods, wigs and haberdashery, kitchen.
So for anyone wondering what an elevator pitch is, you've got to be in a lift in your imagination with an influential investor or a much sought after customer. And you only have 60 seconds to share your story. What do you say? Now, today we've got Gemma Hope from Family Law Partners and Kirsty Cox from Kirsty Cox Wealth Management. And they're looking raring to go. They're kind of ready to do their pitch. But once we finish the pitch, they're going to tell us a little bit more about them, and we'll discuss more later. So, Gemma, let's start with you. You are here from Family Law Partners, and I have one question for you, and that is, are you ready to do your pitch?
I am ready.
Okay. Go.
I'm Gemma Hope, a solicitor at Family Law Partners. I help people deal with issues that can arise as a result of separation or divorce. In particular, I specialise in finding solutions where there are complex financial matters sought out, such as pensions, inherited wealth or businesses. To me, it's all about teamwork. I work closely alongside financial advisors, accountants and therapists. My objective is to ensure the emotional and financial issues are dealt with, as well as the legal ones, as this helps people find long-lasting solutions. I'm not afraid to challenge traditional processes of dispute resolution to achieve the best overall outcome. Bitter court battles can often be avoided by using other options such as mediation, the collaborative process or arbitration. At Family Law Partners, we pride ourselves in being at the forefront of innovation. We embrace developments in technology to enhance the service we can provide to our clients. You don't just have to take my word for all of this. We are highly ranked in the leading industry directories that set out the best law firms and lawyers in the UK. That's me, Gemma Hope, Family Law Partners.
Brilliant. Well done. Very good. We're now going to come on to Kirsty Cox. Are you ready?
I am.
Go.
Hello, thank you, Vivian. Hello, everyone. As Vivian said, I'm Kirsty Cox of Kirsty Cox Wealth Management based here in Brighton, and I'm on a crusade. I want to encourage everyone to have a plan, a now plan, in a little while plan, and an in a future plan. Whether you're young, not so young, rich, not so rich, I want everyone to have a plan around their finances. Yes, the dreaded F word. Coupled with a good plan, I'd like to encourage people to form good habits. It's like exercise or eating healthily. Form good habits little and often, and you will benefit from the rewards. I would also like to suggest people think about their legacy, not necessarily in the traditional sense of the word, like giving to charity, which of course I recommend, but to consider how will you be remembered? What will you be remembered for? What were you passionate about? How did you help people? What difference did you make? So to summarise, I work with my clients to build a plan, form good habits, and consider their legacy. Thank you, Vivian.
Great. Excellent. Okay, so I've been fortunate enough to collaborate with both of my guests today, and it's really in the capacity of my work as the Single Mum Survival Guide, which is helping mums through separation, divorce and beyond. And so having, as I said, worked with both of you, Gemma, although I know a bit about this, what do you love about family law, and in particular about collaborative law? Because I know that's a big passion of yours.
Yes, no, it is. People often ask me that because I think, you know, the law is as complex as it is. Why would I want to go into family law? Dealing with not only complex issues of law, but also people who are in highly emotional stress states. But that, for me, is why I do it.
Okay.
It is really rewarding helping people through a really tough time in their life and see them come out of it thriving. So that's sort of what drives me and why I got into it. And the collaborative way of helping people through the separation process is there to try and help people avoid court. Essentially, it is a separating couple meeting with their collaboratively trained lawyers. It's a series, usually of roundtable meetings, where it provides a safe, supportive environment for separating couples to discuss what's important to them and to find constructive solutions. And it is really effective for couples who are separating, got children. It really helps them be able to establish good co-parenting agreements going forwards, and it also works really well for cases where there are businesses involved and where they're looking to kind of keep businesses running, and they don't want the sort of separation process to jeopardise that.
Because of course divorce is all encompassing, it tends to affect everything, doesn't it, which can be very distressing, and the extra stress is unbelievable. So I'm hearing that you've got that empathy, and I'm guessing that people feel so relieved once they actually start the process with you, you know, that perhaps building up to it is quite difficult, but once they're actually in, they're discussing things with you, you've got a lovely calm kind of approach, and you know what you're talking about, and then they can relax a bit knowing that they've got you on their side, and you know you're going to help to make things as pain-free as possible.
Absolutely. And I think I never underestimate the sort of anxiety a lot of people feel taking that first step, coming to see a lawyer. It can be a really daunting process. So I do try to help to ease that.
Sure.
And the feedback I get is always, like I say, that enormous sense of relief that they've taken that step, and that, you know, they feel reassured, informed and empowered to start making decisions.
Because information is power, isn't it? I know,
absolutely,
talking to my clients that, you know, it's part of it is just feeling out of control. You know, perhaps the situations happened that they didn't choose, and they're left kind of on the back foot trying to desperately catch up. And finances are a very emotive issue, as are the children. And of course, that's, you know, why it's really nice to have you both here together, because your businesses complement each other very well. And Kirsty, I know that you're also passionate about helping single moms in particular, but of course all people, as you said, to gain control of their finances and their lives.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's key, Vivian, it's taking control. The situation is often what it is, and it's likely not to change. So just encouraging people to have a plan, take control of where they are today, and then make a plan for the future, to my reference, you know, and we speak regularly about have a now plan,
exactly,
in a little while plan, and in the future plan.
Because sometimes it's a bit overwhelming, isn't it, to try and think about the future when you're barely getting used to what's just happening. And each day is a challenge.
Absolutely.
I know, certainly for people going through divorce.
Yeah.
And so give me an example of how you kind of help people back onto their feet. So the plan's the one thing. I mean, do you have an initial discussion with them? How do people go about it? What do they
do? It's mostly led by the client and what works for them. So generally it's a face-to-face conversation.
Okay.
We can also do that over Skype. If that suits the client better.
Yeah.
But it's a general discussion, and it's never about product. It's about the individual, where they're at, where they'd like to be, what the situation is, what's going on. And we just build a plan around that.
Yeah.
We'll look at what the headaches are today and build a plan and a foundation to support that.
So when you say it's not about product, you mean you're not going to push them into some of very complicated scheme or whatever, because I think that must be a fear that people have, you know?
Absolutely.
And to be fair, I know you, so I know how you work, but someone listening might be thinking, well, hang on a minute, you know. And would you take, we talked about legacy earlier on as well, presumably you'd be also taking their businesses, because obviously this being the Brighton Business Show, the businesses and how, you know, how that's going to impact perhaps when they're planning for the future.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a health check.
Yes.
It's an MOT. It's a health check. So let's assess what's there now.
Yes.
And what we need to fix or put in place.
And I have heard you say that, you know, as often as we get an MOT done on our car, we probably should do that for our finances.
Absolutely.
Would you say that's right?
Yeah. Encouraging people, I kind of joke slightly with the dirty F word, but I really do want to empower people and encourage people to speak about their finances. It's an important part of our lives, and we really should be having more conversations around that.
Do you think as a nation we tend to be a little bit head in the sand about finances, or is that just me?
No, we are, unfortunately. The
right.
Australians are very good at it. They do speak very openly about their finances, and we should too. We you know, there's no reason why we can't.
Yes. Okay. And the two of you, obviously, you know, you are collaborating on some projects together and stuff. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you can tell me, either of you, about that?
At this stage, no. It's a watch this space. But we're in
exciting.
Discussion, and hopefully, you'll be involved in that conversation
Vivian. Yes.
What
I love about collaborating, particularly with you two, is that we all have a shared enthusiasm for kind of putting people into a better place. You know, getting them the first step onto the next journey. And I think that really, really comes across with both of you in what you do. You know, so it's. It's never too late to get things sort of straight and to get things sorted out. And I would encourage anybody listening, particularly if they're worried about how divorce is going to impact the business, mm-hmm. or whether they're just generally thinking, gosh, I haven't really looked at my finances recently, or, you know, there's an issue that I want to talk about, a legal issue, to absolutely get in touch with either of these two, preferably. So, Gemma, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, I can be contacted online at www.familylawpartners.co.uk, and my contact number as well is 01273 646 900, and you can also find out a bit more about the technological developments we embrace at Family Law Partners by registering for updates online at familylawlab.co.uk.
Yes, because you've really embraced the tech stuff, which is great to hear, and that's how a lot of people want to access any of the professionals they work with, I think. So
yeah,
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, great. Absolutely. And we've also got a partnership with Brighton University as well,
right.
of how we can apply machine learning and artificial intelligence to family law.
Yes, so you were telling me about this. This is fascinating. We'll have to get you back on to talk about that, I think. That would be great. Okay, and Kirsty, how can people contact you to find out more or book their first discussion with you?
Thanks, Vivi. I can be contacted on LinkedIn, Kirsty mm-hmm. Cox, Kirsty with an I on the end. I've spent my entire life saying not a Y, an I. Website www.sjpp.co.uk/KirstyCoxWM. And my email address is kirsty.cox@sjpp.co.uk. Thank you.
Fabulous. So thank you both for coming on Going Up. Well done in your elevator. You both absolutely knocked it out of the ballpark. So
thanks
you very
me.
Much,
thank
Gemma
you.
Hope
thank you.
And Kirsty Cox. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Radio Reverb. So my next guest is Caroline Matanley. Is that right? From Whoops-a-Daisy. Caroline, tell us a bit about Whoops-a-Daisy. It's a charity, obviously, but please can you tell us a bit more about it?
Yes, it's a really little charity in Preston Park, and we use a special method called conductive education, which is for children with physical needs, like cerebral palsy and developmental delay, and basically any disability with a neurological disorder.
Okay. And I know that you work with different age groups, don't you? So tell us about what age groups you work with.
So we have two. During the week, we look after children between the age of 0 and 5. Mm-hmm. And there are two groups, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. And depending on their abilities, they come to whichever group the conductor decides is the best group for them to fit into. Okay. So it might be that there's a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old and, you know, just different ages.
Sure.
And then on a Saturday, we also run two sessions on a Saturday. And again, it depends on their ability. And that's for the children over age 5. So they've gone to school. They might have already come to us before when they were little.
Right.
And then they graduate to school. And then it allows them to come back once a week and carry on doing the work that we do with them.
And which local areas do you accept children from?
Well, we accept them from anywhere, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of our children are from East and West Sussex, but we have one little child who comes from as far as Redhill in Surrey.
Because it's quite specialised what
yes,
you do, obviously.
Yes, it is. So, yeah. And, you know, there's only one Whoopsie-Daisy, so... you know, when somebody finds what we do and they realise how good it is,
they'll
travel quite a long way to come and see us. Yeah.
And I'm assuming, do you have any spaces available at the moment?
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. So if anyone is worried about their child and feels that they need, you know, would like to come and talk to us, then, you know, please get hold of us, go onto our website. Mm-hmm. And Zofia, who is the conductor, can speak to them and we can arrange for them to come in and have an assessment. We give every child a free assessment and no charge for any of that.
So that's one less thing to worry about
for the parent. We don't charge for any sessions at all.
Okay. I was going to ask you what the cost was.
Yeah, so, if the families can afford to give us a monthly donation, then that's fantastic.
Sure.
But if they can't, then it's really not a problem.
Okay. And Caroline, you were introduced to me by Michelle Westbury from Chariot House Accountants, who are based here in Brighton.
Yeah.
How does Michelle support you at the charity and how can other businesses get involved?
Well, Michelle actually has just recently become a trustee of ours, which is fantastic news. And so for her company, they've various staff have helped do some fundraising by doing a bit of cake sales or bake. In fact, her last company did a big bake sale for us, which is really good. They raised quite a lot of money last year.
Right.
But there are various ways where different people can certainly help. Somebody's abseiled down the I-360, which is a really good thing to
scary.
Do.
Well,
if you're not
all a matter
afraid
of opinion,
heights. there's lots of people who have done marathons and the Bright 10 and all the runs that that seem to go on, I think, weekly within Brighton.
So businesses could choose you as their charity of the year
or
something?
Yes, they can contact me. Quite a lot of businesses do that. So they'll probably all be start thinking about which charity they want to support for 2018. So,
and I mean, I believe that businesses should be involved with charities
because
it makes them much more desirable, perhaps, as an employer to work with, you know, for potential employees. You know, it shows that the business has a heart, that they have, you know, that they take their social responsibilities seriously. And I think businesses are beginning to realise that it's also something that people can get behind. So it provides the sort of camaraderie and that kind of thing within the employees,
It's great for team building as well.
Yes, exactly.
You see, when I went into this bake-off a few weeks ago, the staff, when they get together and, you know, they're all, it's a bit of a competition, you know, who's made the best cake and who's done this.
Yeah.
And it honestly really makes such a difference to them.
Yeah.
They love doing it because it does get you all talking about something else apart from work.
Yes. And you get to know each other better and therefore
presumably
that helps the work relationship as well. And how can individuals support Whoopsadaisy? I mean, you've talked about some of the things like the abseiling down the I-360 and various other things.
Yeah,
can people volunteer with you?
Yes, we have. We need volunteers. Okay. We're actually currently all right for volunteers at the moment, but during the week we have usually have somebody come and help the conductor with the children, but it's on a Saturday when the children are left by their parents. The parents don't come.
Okay.
And so therefore we need, four or five volunteers for each session to help out, because they're given a child to look after for the session.
Okay.
And so anybody who's, thinking about wanting to go into the, that kind of sector, should definitely...
Be really good experience.
Yeah, really good experience. And it's great, of course, to put on their CV.
Of course, yeah. So you're happy to, for people to use that in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm thinking even in, your LinkedIn profile, there's a space there for your hobbies and interests, and any volunteering.
Absolutely. I think it's really important for youngsters, I think, especially these days, to do some volunteering. I think it looks really good on their CV.
I think employers are looking for well-rounded employees, aren't they? People who have, they're really two-dimensional. They've got other interests, and then they have that kind of, again, that social responsibility thing going on. Yeah. Okay. All right. And how do we get in touch with you? How can people get in touch with you?
Well, you can go onto our website, which is www.whoopsadaisy.org. Our landline is 01273 554 178, or you can contact me directly on caroline@whoopsadaisy.org.
That's fantastic. So, Caroline, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about Whoopsadaisy and how we should all really get involved. It's very inspiring, I think, the work that you do. And I'm guessing on that Saturday, when the parents get to have a bit of a break, they are absolutely blessing you as well.
Yes, they are. They really, once they've joined us, they sort of say to us, we feel like you're another part of our family, because, we've made such a difference for their child. So I think... what we do is amazing.
Absolutely. And how did you, just quickly, how did you get involved in the charity?
I started working there 8 years ago.
Okay.
I just started off doing their admin, and I've now become their corporate and social, corporate and community fundraiser. So,
fabulous.
Yeah.
Okay. And here you are on the radio. And,
yes.
Yeah, absolutely wonderful. Okay. And I think that's nice when it works that way, a sort of organic involvement with something, because obviously you're very passionate about it, and,
yes,
and it's something that you find very inspiring.
Yeah, so. No, it's just lovely to watch those children grow and progress, week by week.
Yeah.
It's just fantastic.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for coming in to talk to us at Radio Reverb. Thank you.
Thanks.
And our final guest on the Brighton Business Show is Kat Harris, whose company is called From Baby to Boardroom. Now, as I mentioned earlier, in my capacity as the Single Mum Survival Guide, I work with a lot of single mums. So the idea of anyone helping parents get back into the workplace sounds wonderful to me. Tell me more.
Thank you. Yeah. So I have another job as well. But when I return back to work after having my now 2-year-old, I realise that a lot of businesses don't support working parents in the confidence and the transition.
Because it's tough, isn't
it? It's really, really tough. Because, for instance, I spent 6 years in a career and then I stopped to have a baby. And then I went back to my career, and it's a really hard mental transition.
Sure.
And a lot of women I've found in my experience lose their confidence.
Yes, I think that's true.
Don't necessarily know who they are. Am I a mummy? Am I a career person?
Plus they're tired from sleep deprivation and other forms of torture.
Covered in snot, all that sort of stuff. So really, Baby to Boardroom was formed from personal experiences. I was very supported, but there are many, many women. I've heard some horror stories about how they've been treated when they've returned to work, so perhaps not being looked at for promotion or being stigmatized because they work part-time. And actually us parents that work part-time, I think, are warriors. And also have amazing time management, and we can juggle. We are fantastic.
Because you've got to sort of literally put different hats on, haven't you?
Absolutely.
And not get it wrong and be completely focused on the task at hand without worrying about what's happening to your child back at home or what's happening at work when you're at home.
Yeah, I think a lot of mistakes that people make is they think they still try to be that one person.
Yes.
And actually I think it is important that you do have a transition position, and you do have two hats.
Sure.
So, for instance, today here I am, and then I'll have a nice lunch, and then I'm going to be covered in Play-Doh and snot this afternoon.
Yeah.
And it's about understanding and being very satisfied with your two lives that you've now got.
Do you think that's the secret to achieving balance then?
Accepting it.
Yeah,
yes. Absolutely. Accepting that you are still who you want to be and you can be. Mm-hmm. But you've just got a little bit of a transition in between, and you are tired and you're fighting about trying to wean off a bottle or trying to get shreddies down your child's
sure.
mouth in the morning. but you can be everything, and it just takes a little bit more time.
Yeah.
And I think businesses need to realise that, you know, when people come back to work, just allow a period of transition.
Yeah, I think it's a difficult situation, and it can be made much easier with a little bit of understanding.
Yeah.
So what are the ways in which you suggest that businesses could help people to make that transition?
Yeah, so what Baby to Boardroom do, so it's just me. I run this in my spare time, which is ironic with a 2-year-old.
Surely
and,
you don't
and
have
job.
Any with a 2-year-old.
I don't know how I do it.
Okay.
It's about confidence boosting.
Okay.
It's about remembering who you are, where you have been, and where you want to go, and giving yourself some time. Now, being a mum or a dad isn't a disability at all.
No, of course.
But it's just about adapting.
Yeah.
So I do a lot of coaching. I did some last night, actually, with a lady in Kent over Skype. And she hasn't been in work for 5 years. So for her, it was about what's changed in the world of work and what can I say? What do I wear?
Sure.
Because a lot of people that have been out of work, perhaps looking after their children, have no idea what the workplace culture is now. And she had an interview this morning. So hopefully, fingers crossed, I've given her some guidance on how to be confident in that interview. And hopefully she'll get that job.
What about reskilling or upskilling or whatever the current phrase
yeah,
is?
Yeah, upskilling.
What do you recommend? Do you give people some advice on where to do that or how to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm constantly talking about free online courses. There are some great websites, great colleges, a lot of online information, and also learning from others. And I'm not necessarily saying on some of those parent websites, because for any parents out there that have read those websites, they can make you have less confidence than you started with.
They can descend into a bit of bitchiness, I think.
Absolutely.
That's why there's one in particular I'm thinking
probably
of.
Probably the same one.
So that's not really the best place.
No, I think it's about talking to real people. And the reason why I feel that Baby to Boardroom is a successful business is because I am a working parent.
Yeah.
I am fortunate enough to be married to a very, very lovely guy. And it is definitely teamwork.
Yes.
But I can speak from experience. And on my website, I also talk about how we went through the IVF journey and how we did that whilst I was at work and how that. So actually, even though I had a year maternity leave, I was out of work technically for 2 years before that, because mentally I was injecting myself in all different places. So I talk a lot about that to parents that are going through to IVF, or future parents as well.
Because that's an increasingly, I was listening to something on the radio the other day, and they were saying that IVF is now so successful, the success rates are so high, which is great. But it does mean that it's another feature of, you know, normal life, including working life, and trying to juggle all of those as well. Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
You've got to carry on. So, Baby to Boardroom is evolving. Eventually, it will it turn into other little journeys as well to support women perhaps going through the menopause, to support any person going back to work after long-term sick. Mm-hmm. So it is evolving, but at the moment it's very much focused on parents, because there are a lot of us.
For sure. And we're very valuable people.
Absolutely.
So I know that one of your tips is to allow yourself some transition time and to enjoy both the boardroom and also the Play-Doh.
Yeah.
But are there any kind of key tips that you can give people who perhaps are about to embark on that journey back to work, or maybe just have and don't feel that they're managing very well? What can you give us today that would give someone a little bit of little ray of sunshine, a little ray of hope?
Yeah, I think it's about remembering how you've got to where you are today.
Okay.
So remembering your journey, your career so far. It may not have been a career as such in a boardroom, but remembering the confidence, how you used to speak up, and remembering she is still in there.
Okay.
You just may need a little bit of time and encouragement to get that confidence back after returning to work. And it's also about reconnecting. So I know you spoke recently about LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, learn off others, use LinkedIn, use lots of other websites to utilize your skills and knowledge. if you've got any free time, do some evening courses online. There's some great ones. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention websites. There's a great tool called Alison.com, which is all free resources, fantastic resources, such as health and nutrition or Excel. And you only pay at the point of the certificate, which is about 20 quid.
Okay.
So really good for your CV.
Yes.
And another thing that I'm doing personally is volunteering. Again, we were talking about it.
Yes.
For the Terence Higgins Trust. And that's also really good to build your confidence with no fear of judgment. Because
okay, so before or perhaps on the other side or alongside the work, going into a place where you're volunteering, but you are actually still refreshing those skills of networking with people and communicating with colleagues and working as a team and all of those things. That makes a lot of sense. And as you say, the no judgment, because I think that is a fear, isn't it? You know, will I have forgotten how to do it?
Yeah.
Am I any good anymore? Will I, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so that makes sense. So it's about remembering who you were and what your skills are. So having that, looking at that warm and fuzzy file or whatever you want to call it. Maybe even doing that on a daily basis to kind of just try and remind yourself of your good, the good stuff.
What am I proud of today? It's a question that, you know, just before we go to bed, what am I proud of today?
Yeah.
And it could be as a new mum that you sterilised your bottles, or it could be you've just had an interview, or it could be you spoke up in a meeting and you haven't done that for a long time. But every evening, just ask yourself, what am I proud of today?
Yeah.
And it's a really good self-fulfilling prophecy of positivity.
Indeed.
And if the more we talk about stuff like that, the more positive we're likely to be.
So it's getting out there, not being afraid to talk to other people, connect with other people, upskill, was that right?
Upskill. Absolutely. Yeah.
And generally, I suppose, enjoy this new phase, because it is a new phase and it doesn't need to be torture. It can actually be really exciting and really fulfilling.
Yeah, definitely.
And as you said, parents make up such a big part of the workforce that it would be unwise to think that it's all over, it's all finished.
My goodness, it really isn't. We are fantastic. We definitely multitask. We love a challenge. We could work harder than some of our friends and colleagues that work full time, you know, because we feel that we have something to prove.
In the finite time, which is quite, you know, because you can be very productive in a finite time,
exactly.
Can't you?
Yeah, it's amazing what you can do.
Sure. Well, I feel inspired just talking to you. My children are far too old to be worrying about that now, you know, because they're 18 and 21. But
I'm sure you'll always be worried.
Well, of course I will be. But I love the idea that you're giving support at such an important phase of someone's career. And I think it's, you know, business can be tough and it also can be an absolute joy. So I'm glad that you're there to help it be a joy and not a tribulation.
Thank you.
That's brilliant. How can people get in touch with you?
So people can get in touch via my website, which is www.babytoboardroom.co.uk, and on Instagram, baby_2. Which is TO_boardroom. I run quite a lot of coaching sessions and I'm about to run some coffee mornings as well for parents just to get together and talk. It's not necessarily to learn anything new, but let's just get some
share experiences
because
you can learn a lot, can't you?
And empower each other.
Yes,
because we're brilliant.
Yes, of course. Well, that really comes across loud and clear. So good luck with it all. It sounds like you're juggling in an amazingly competent way.
Yeah, thank you.
Balancing lots of plates.
Well,
or spinning
lots
of plates, well, long will it remain. I'm sure it will do.
Thank you very much
to Kat Harris. Thank you.
97.2 FM.
Radio Reverb.
You've been listening to the Brighton Business Show with Vivian Smith. Today's show was sponsored by Lisa Moore from Fit for More. The show is aired on the third Sunday of the month at 2 p.m. and a couple of other times in the month as well. You can listen to the podcast on iTunes or via the Brighton Business Show podcast. Thank you to all my guests, Lisa Moore, Sally Garozzo, Gemma Hope, Kirsty Cox, Caroline Matanley and Kat Harris. And do get in touch with your ideas, news and events. Would you like to sponsor a show? Maybe you could come on as a guest or I could report from your event. You can get in touch on Facebook or Twitter or via the radioreverb.com website. Thanks very much for listening to the show. I look forward to seeing you again next time.